This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. It appears that Russian mercenary forces have started getting used to their new home. Lawyer's Lucy Fielder explains.
Wagner's march on Moscow in June could have tipped Russia into civil war, according to President Vladimir Putin. Under the deal, Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin stood down his mercenaries and agreed to move them to Belarus in exchange for Russia dropping mutiny charges. But until the past few days, there'd been no sign of them going there, and Prigozhin hasn't been seen in public since June 24. On Saturday, a spokesperson for the Ukrainian border agency confirmed Wagner was in Belarus in a statement posted on Telegram.
And while Wagner troops are no longer going head-to-head, the Ukrainian forces, there have been questions about whether it has an impact on Ukraine's counteroffensive.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who is visiting India, talked about other measures being taken to weaken Russia's belligerence.
We will also continue to cut off Russia's access to military equipment and technologies that it needs to wage war against Ukraine. One of our core goals this year is to combat Russia's efforts to evade our sanctions.
During the recent summit in Vilnius, NATO members stood by Kyiv despite not offering it a clear roadmap to join the alliance. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Iraq's prime minister is holding talks with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Damascus during the first trip of its kind to the war-torn country since a 12-year conflict began. Iraq and Syria have had close relations for years, even after many Arab countries withdrew their ambassadors from Damascus and Syria's membership in the 22-member Arab League. This is VOA News. At least three people were killed in floodwaters in southern Pennsylvania as much of the East Coast has been getting slammed with heavy rain. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us more.
First, I'll work with the World Bank and my counterparts to push for a framework and principles for the targeted use of concessional financing for global challenges. This will enable us to deploy concessional financing toward areas of greatest impact.
That's Yellen at a news conference before a meeting of a group of 20 finance ministers and central banks in India, and saying that she was eager to work with China on areas of mutual interest, including debt restructurings for poorer countries and that multilateral development banks needed. She also said there are plans to get tougher on Russia because of its invasion of Ukraine.
By helping keep the economy and the government running, we're giving Ukraine the support it needs so it can fight for freedom and its sovereignty. We will also continue to cut off Russia's access to military equipment and technologies that it needs to wage war against Ukraine.
And again, at least three people were killed in floodwaters in southern Pennsylvania as much of the East Coast has been getting slammed with heavy rain.
The weather's been devastating for much of the Northeast, already hit with flooding. But now there's a tragic situation in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. At least three adults were killed when their cars were swept away in rushing water in the Washington Crossing area. Authorities say that community got up to 7 inches of rain in less than an hour late Saturday. Heavy rain is also disrupting flights at airports in the greater New York area, and several bridges and rail lines remain closed in Vermont, damaged by rain and flooding there. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Dangerous heat wave has threatened a wide swath of the Southwest with potentially deadly temperatures in the triple digits Saturday as some cooling centers extended their hours and emergency rooms prepare to treat more people with heat-related illnesses. More than 110 million people, about a third of Americans, were under extreme heat advisories, watches, and warnings Saturday. United Airlines and the union representing its pilots said Saturday they reached an agreement on a contract that will raise pilot pay by up to 40% over 4 years. The union valued the agreement at about $10 billion. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.